This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Wednesday, the 4th of June. Yes, the 4th of June. This is an extraordinary year, an extraordinary experience. Thinking about how quickly the time is going, we're almost halfway through this year. Isn't that amazing? Wow, unbelievable. Okay, so let's get in depth on some of the things that people are talking about during this hour of the program, starting off with the continuing story about Mr. Bergdahl's release. I've said this four or five times. I'm not referring to him as Sergeant because there's something stuck in my craw about what he's all about. So I refer to him as Mr. You can approve or disapprove, agree or disagree. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. Right up until the moment Mr. Bergdahl was freed, officials were not sure the Taliban would really release him. He's the only one in captivity, or was in Afghanistan, only one of our soldiers. And so the deal was to be done, and one would have hoped that the deal was well thought out. I'm not 100% sure that it was, frankly. Touch and go. Then came the call on Saturday on a secure phone line, the U.S. Embassy in Qatar. U.S. negotiators learned that Bergdahl, who hails from Idaho, held by the Taliban for 5 years, was aboard a Delta Force helicopter bound for a U.S. base north of Kabul. Regardless of whether he walked away, whether he was confused, whether he was disenfranchised, disenchanted, whatever, you got to think that this guy, after being in captivity like that for 5 years, had to have had all kinds of things going on in his mind. I mean, just put yourself in his place. Whether he was a good guy, bad guy, what's going on with his parents and Obama, all of that stuff aside, just imagine. Remember the old song, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still love me? This was a yellow ribbon moment for Mr. Bergdahl. He had been disillusioned with the war, left his post, found unarmed, wandering in a province in Afghanistan when the Taliban detained him. The police chief there was going through some of the, background material. And the decision to free him in exchange for 5 top Taliban officials who've been held in the detention center in Cuba has raised a lot of questions about whether this swap was too big. Was it too big a concession for us, the United States, to make? What do you think? According to the State Department, officials who had holed up in the embassy for 3 straight days thought the final days of negotiations with the Taliban's political leadership through intermediaries that were Qatari had gone fairly smoothly. The U.S. had gotten the Taliban to agree that the 5 detainees would be prohibited from traveling outside Qatar for a year after their release, something the Taliban earlier had opposed. In return, the U.S. agreed to release all 5 of them at once, not 1 or 2 at a time, as had been offered, in an effort to get the deal done and Bergdahl back. Still, though, the negotiators weren't positive the deal would work until they got the call that U.S. forces had Mr. Bergdahl. He broke down and cried during the flight, according to the people that were on the helicopter, became very emotional. I mean, again, put yourself in his position. Whether he was a good guy or a bad guy, think about the emotions. Backslapping was not how I would describe it, he said. It wasn't like New Year's Eve. It was not a giddy moment. It's still unclear to me what the exact breakthrough moment was. But over lengthy negotiations, the official said the talks gelled. Both sides wanted it to happen immediately before it would fall apart. And that's what the president said. He didn't want to go to Congress. He didn't have time to go to Congress. And so you may or may not buy that. It's unclear what the exact breakthrough moment was. But over lengthy negotiations, officials say the talks were... It kind of seems like we've got something here worth working toward. I mean, that's what that's how they tell the story. And so the National Security Staff was involved in this. Some of the Republicans and some of the Democrats, even though there's been a lot of yammering about they didn't know what was going on, they did. They knew what was going on. They had various lines of communication. And so the people who say, oh, no, we didn't have any information, Dianne Feinstein, I think, was one of them. No, they did. They had some. Not a lot. But there's another sort of idea exchange here that is troubling me, and maybe this is troubling you as well. The fact that Mr. Obama is making so many of these executive decisions. You can say, well, Bush made more or Clinton made more, but it's not necessarily the number. It's the severity or seriousness of them. And this certainly was a very serious, very, very important move. Whether it works for everybody, I guess, in the long run, remains to be seen. Up next here on the Good Day program, Mark Jacobson will spend some time talking about the clarity that we now have regarding Mr. Bergdahl.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsibly.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta and Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I now will talk with Mark Jacobson, who is actually in Afghanistan, serving in the NATO International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, when Mr. Bergdahl was captured. Mr. Jacobson, I will not refer to him as Sergeant Bergdahl. This is probably where I began. I understand how this guy goes AWOL as a private and gets to be a sergeant. How does that happen?
Well,
first, good morning, and thanks for having me on. I think it's very important not to pass final judgment yet. When I arrived in Afghanistan in late July 2009, it had been about 30 days since Bo Bergdahl had been reported missing, and we thought at the time held by the Taliban, specifically the Haqqani network. However, I heard so many different stories as to what happened. Some of them good, in terms of, well, you know, he was at his post, he was captured, but a lot more that he had walked off the base potentially, that he had gone missing, that he had been derelict of duty. But you don't pass judgment until you actually talk to everyone involved. And there were also some indications, I think, in the media reports, there were some things that were leaked on WikiLeaks regarding Taliban message traffic. So, you know, indicating that maybe this wasn't as clear-cut as we think it is. So let's get him back. He's not even in the States yet. Let the Army conduct the investigation. And then, you know, after there's an investigation and after there's some sort of adjudication of that, then let's convict him.
That's all fine and well, but if you're seeing reports that his father was tweeting, I won't rest until all of the
prisoners are out of Guantanamo.
Prisoners are out of Guantanamo, and now we've given up five of those prisoners to get this one back when we don't really know the circumstances. What happens if we find out that he did go AWOL and that we gave up five high-value targets?
Yeah.
Right. I think let me kind of take a step back.
Okay.
One of the best comments I've heard from a senior military official so far was Rear Admiral John Kirby, who was chairman of the Joint Staff's press secretary, now the Secretary of Defense press secretary. And he says, when you're in the Navy and you go overboard, it doesn't matter if you were pushed, fell, or jumped. You go get the people. And I think that's what we have to focus on. In fact, the ex-POW and MIA Association, largely made up, I think there are very few World War II POWs left, but POWs and the families of MIA from Korea and Vietnam, they released a statement saying, look, this demonstrates the commitment our military has to get our people back.
But don't we also have a commitment to not negotiate with terrorists? I mean, that has been kind of our mantra over the last few years. Do you think this sets a precedent?
No, that's been our mantra for decades.
Right.
I don't think this sets a precedent for the following reasons. One, let's go technical for a second, and then I'll get a little bit broader. The Taliban is not a foreign terrorist organization. However, senior members of the Taliban are designated as members of terrorist organizations. There's a reason for that. Every activity in Afghanistan encountering the insurgency is going to require involvement with villages that may have Taliban presence. And legally, if you designated the entire Taliban a foreign terrorist organization, you can't conduct the insurgency. All right, that's technical. So technically, there's no break there. But let's look at it differently. This is not negotiating with terrorists. What this is a classic prisoner swap. We've done it during all of our wars in the past. But where we haven't done it are when terrorist organizations have taken people as hostages for ransom. And I think we have to understand that it doesn't matter about Bo Bergdahl. Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and others want to kill and capture U.S. soldiers regardless of what happened over the past week. In fact, Bergdahl's lucky to be alive. We were all taught, actually, so all members of the military are taught, if Al-Qaeda gets you, it's more than likely they kill you. So I think we have to understand that we didn't create an incentive. It's already there.
It's interesting that a former Army sergeant named Josh Corder, who served in the same platoon with Bergdahl, said he just became disillusioned. I can see that happening, not necessarily in his defense, but there are a lot of people who are disillusioned because of the foolishness that has gone on in Afghanistan. All the men whose lives have been basically wasted were there for nothing. We didn't get bin Laden like we were supposed to, because the Taliban was bought off by the CIA. They knew where he was. They were playing both ends against the middle. I could see getting disillusioned in that circumstance myself. There's more to this story than meets the ear, it would appear. So some food for thought anyway from Mark Jacobson, senior advisor at the Truman National Security Project, senior transatlantic fellow at the German Marshall, life member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you, sir.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tribute to The Simpsons going up in Springfield, Oregon to commemorate the show's ties to the town. Creator Matt Groening's home state is Washington. According to the Register Guard newspaper up there, the mural will be painted on the side of the city's Emerald Art Center with input from Mr. Groening himself. A print artist who works for 20th Century Fox is creating the artwork, and the mural will be based on this artwork. Let's see here. The spokespeople in Springfield say that it will feature Homer lying in a hammock, Bart climbing a tree, Marge painting, and Lisa and Maggie riding a bike. The mural will be finished in September. The mystery of the Simpsons Springfield location has been a long-running joke on the program. So many cities sharing that name: Springfield, Massachusetts; Springfield, Missouri; Springfield, Illinois; Springfield, Virginia. Mr. Groening revealed to the Smithsonian Magazine that it was named after Springfield, Oregon.
Oh,
the only reason it was because when he was a child, the TV show Father Knows Best took place in the town of Springfield, and I was thrilled because I imagined it was in the town next to Portland, my hometown. So that's where all of that came from. Yeah. The Simpsons.
Anybody remember what show The Simpsons started on? I know Ken does.
I do.
Yeah, you do? Yeah.
The Tracy Ullman Show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it was like just like a little 60-second skit.
Feature, yeah.
It wasn't even color. It was just like...
How long is this? Has been on for what, 14, 15, 16 years?
Should try more like 22, 23, yeah.
Wow. And they still, is it still creatively? I've never found, I didn't find it.
It's a very funny show.
Is it still creatively full of good juice?
Yeah.
Still, I can work.
You know what? I don't know that I've watched a new episode in a few years. I mean, I seem to catch reruns, which might include new ones, so I don't know. But I would imagine,
huge deal when I was in seventh grade, though. Holy moly.
Really?
Kids would draw Bart Simpson all over everything.
But the cool thing about the show, Doug, is it's got those jokes that just fly over the kids' heads.
Ah, for adults.
And it's for adults. So adults can watch it and laugh, and
why
kids
can't
we
watch
do
that
it and
here?
Laugh.
Roberta, make your jokes better so they fly over the heads. children listening, and the adults will get it, and they'll think we're very clever.
Speaking of being clever, our video of the day today features the latest offering from the YouTubers, the Bottle Boys. Five-man band plays covers of popular songs by blowing into their beer bottles. Newest one, you already are into it, right? Billie Jean. Man, is this thing getting covered? Wow. By the way, last week we had another version of somebody doing Billie Jean, acknowledging that it's at number 14 on the Billboard charts because of this sort of thing, I think. Don't you think? Everybody calling attention to it? Crank this up, Rich. This is very cool. Very clever. Very clever indeed. Very clever.
What do they eat?
What?
I wonder how they give different tone to each bottle. Like, I understand the glass thing when they rub the rim in the glass, different water gives a different tone. But I want to see how they give each bottle different tone.
That's really cool.
I mean, the two main guys are playing 12 packs.
That's something in and of itself, right?
Another guy, the other guys have 6 packs hanging around their neck.
Uh-huh.
There is news today for those of you to think about with regard to your attitude. Anybody who's cynical by nature may have an increased risk of having dementia later in life. So if you're a cynical sort, perhaps you might want to give it a second thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Even when you're getting away from it all, you still need the tires to get there. Now through June 30th, when you buy an eligible set of 4 Firestone tires, you can receive a 7-night stay at a resort destination or a $70 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Visit FirestoneTire.com for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid for a 7-night stay at a timeshare resort. Mailing required. Must be 21 or older. Subject to availability. Taxes, fees, and deposits may be required. Other restrictions and terms apply. Visit FirestoneVacationRewards.com. Promotion card issued by Medibank under FDIC. Expiration applies.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome man. Responsive.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the Hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program Tuesday continues in depth. A couple of different things here to sort of slosh about. And for your consideration, I would start with the continuing story, because I'm believing at the end of the week when we do the Talk Radio Countdown show that it's going to be pretty clear that the Bergdahl deal is the number one item. It's been talked about by everybody. This is one of those things. It's sort of talked to death. I don't want to be accused of that. So let's just get a different point. All of the conversations that we have in these news talk radio situations are all based on some hyperbole. Maybe there's some opinion. Maybe there's some fact. The ladies on The View talked about the prisoner exchange from their perspective. So let's get their perspective.
The biggest hot topic making headlines right now is the POW swap, yeah, where the U.S. released five high-ranking Taliban militants in exchange for an American sergeant, Bo Bergdahl, mm-hmm, I think it's pronounced. I think, yeah, I did it right. U.S. officials have always been pretty adamant that they do not negotiate with terrorists, but is that what's happened?
Well, yeah. You know, as a mother, I'm sorry, yeah, just wondering, as a mother, oh my gosh. You know, if it was Evan, I always take the place of the mom going, thank God he's home safe. It's a wonderful thing.
But
no, I'm not done. It's like, and looking at myself, if that was Evan, thank God he's home. Thank you, God. Now, as a citizen, though, I go, okay, now I'm left with questions. Like, what happened to the rules of we don't negotiate with terrorists? Does this put other lives in jeopardy that they did this? You know,
but
does
that's
this
our-
that we can't
go ahead then.
I was going to say, I'm with you, because that's what I've always heard, that we don't negotiate with terrorists. And I feel like the five that they release, they're very high ranked
right.
terrorists. So you're sitting here going, these terrorists will be out. We captured them for a reason, and we are detaining them
well,
for
but that's
so
the
that
question,
scares
though.
Me.
That's the question. So there's a lot of details that we don't know about.
Yes.
Details that went into these negotiations, and also how bad these men are. Question I have is, if they are harmless enough mm-hmm. to be released,
if they were harmless,
I'm saying if they are harmless enough to be released, yeah. why are we paying for them? Why are we putting resources forward to keeping them in Guantanamo Bay?
Yes, terrorists are the only terrorists. Al Qaeda are the Taliban terrorists. They are in Afghanistan. They're not here. They had nothing to do. See, think about it from this perspective. Let me give you something fresh to think about with this before we move on to something. The Baghdad thing's already not fresh, but this may be a fresh point of view for you to think about one way or another. And you can comment 888-302-DOUG, email the Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Twitter. I'm sorry, /Twitter. There, I do that all the time. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. The idea of the Taliban being terrorists is nonsense unless you're in Afghanistan. They don't go outside Afghanistan. They're not involved in any of the same sort of shenanigans or hijinks that Al-Qaeda. As a matter of fact, they despise each other, the Al-Qaeda group versus the Taliban. Taliban is a drug cartel. They are in business for one reason and one reason only, that is to sell drugs, make money, control the country in whatever way they can outside of Kabul, and they pretty much do. When Americans started the hunt for Mr. bin Laden, we went to the Taliban leadership and gave them $74 million. The CIA found the leadership, gave them $74 million, and away they went. They played both sides against the middle because they were getting money from Al-Qaeda as well to sort of stir the pot. But they did get out of the way for a while. But they also gave us bad information. We asked them to help us find bin Laden, and they sent us on a wild goose chase. That's why there were men killed early on. That's why we gave up, because we were frustrated, or at least that, if you listen to some of the Bushies anyway, we were frustrated because we couldn't get any real solid intel on bin Laden. Well, as it turns out, we all know that bin Laden wasn't there, and so they had fun all the way to the bank taking our money and running with it. So why it is that we have crossed locked horns with the Taliban has to do strictly with us being in Afghanistan and going after bin Laden and failing and stirring the pot and staying in. Once the money, you know, the deal ran out, they went back to their old ways. So now we're fighting a drug war with them, which we have no business doing. The people who are using their drugs over here, you're funding them. And I say this all the time, and I think a lot of people don't really realize that, or maybe it needs to be underscored. When you buy drugs, when you use drugs, you're helping either Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or whoever our enemies may be kill American soldiers. That's what your drug use and abuse does. It helps kill American soldiers. Because without the drugs that the Taliban sells, they wouldn't be able to do anything. They wouldn't exist. But because many Americans and people elsewhere have drug habits, we keep these people going. It's astounding. It really is. Okay, so enough on that. I want to spend some time back the second or third item on the docket this week. It's probably going to be the Veterans Administration, all the shakeups, the resignation of Shinseki. And so I called on one of the four medical experts here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. His name is Dr. Ron Hoffman. And Mr. Doctor, I'll call him Doctor because he is. I'm not using the Mr. for anybody but Bergdahl, has a theory because he was trained. All of the people, by the way, who serve me here, Bruce Shanahoff, Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus, and Ron Hoffman, all trained in VA hospitals. I think both Kronhaus and Hoffman were in three or four of them as they came up the ladder. So they know about what they're talking about. So, Dr. Ron, what's your view, having practiced in the VA system, on how to save the hospital system that you work in?
Well, absolutely. You know, I was trained at the VA hospital. Like many doctors in the United States, we go through training in hospitals that are run by the Veterans Administration. And the doctors there were great, and the treatment was great once you got in, but the inefficiencies were terrible. You know, clearly there needs to be some reform. But what I point out in the article is that the same problems that beset the VA hospitals beset our entire healthcare system. We treat too many problems that are essentially lifestyle problems with heavy drugs and with high-tech interventions. Many of the problems that the vets have are related to lifestyle. They're related to addictions, alcohol, drugs. They're related to depression and post-traumatic stress disorder.
That all come about as a result of their service.
To some extent, but also these problems are endemic in the medical system among civilians, people who, you know, are on poor diets, they're involved in substance abuse. And so the VA could really be a model for how we can reform our entire healthcare system using integrative medicine, using techniques of like yoga, mindfulness, meditation, acupuncture. These are some things that really need to be pioneered in a big way at the VA as a demonstration project to show how these things can work. Plus, look at one of the major problems that the VA has, which is traumatic brain injury. They're actually natural therapies. I mean, surprising as it may seem, high-dose fish oil really needs to be exploited in the treatment of that. There's actually some very good studies that show that it works. These are just some examples.
High-dose fish oil, in other words, omega-3
yep.
capsules on top of capsules of cod liver oil, stuff like that.
Big time. But, you know, yeah. High dose, not just, you know, a capsule or two, but under the specific regimen. Hearing loss, a big problem. But actually, you can, to some extent, prevent hearing loss by dosing troops with antioxidants, things like alpha-lipoic acid, acetyl-L-carnitine, even good old-fashioned magnesium can make a difference in whether you'll experience hearing loss.
Can you do that? I shouldn't, I'm not being facetious. You think that would work on dogs, too?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how the research is done on animals.
Really?
That's
yeah. Magnesium, I have to remember that.
Big time. It really can be protective.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are some of the things that need to be utilized at the VA hospital. And I know it's a novel solution because people are using it as a political football. They're saying, look, it's not going to work. It's an example of what's going to happen when Obamacare gets implemented. That's a different argument. You know, you could say that big bureaucracies ultimately fail because they're centrally directed and you need private initiative.
I say that all the time. I just said it before you came on. Matter of fact, check out Dr. Ron's website, drhoffman.com.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. You get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free. Here's some something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today. 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stefan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
All right. So what do we not know, what has not been said, this conversation has been going on forever and ever, is there something new? Let's find out. Angela Greiling-Keen is a reporter for Bloomberg. She has an interesting background, elected president of the National Press Club. She covered transportation companies, policy, regulation, that sort of thing. But one of her most recent articles is about the president making climate change a focus for his administration, coinciding with the beginning of the hurricane season. Coincidence or point on fact, Angela?
Not coincidence. The president yesterday announced his latest climate change rule, which was requiring existing power plants to reduce emissions by about 30% from 2005 levels. So on Friday, as part of the lead up to that, he went over to the headquarters of FEMA in downtown Washington, went to the Situation Room and sat around with a bunch of his aides and Craig Fugate, the head of FEMA, and other DHS officials to talk about the role of climate change in natural disasters and how addressing climate change might help to...
Might is the important word there. Here are all these fellas, as you've sounded like the old boys club, sitting around
there
having
a
chat.
There were a couple of women there.
Okay. So this is by fiat. This is not by any legislative process. The executive orders that are coming out every day, even though we are told oftentimes there are fewer executive orders been issued in this presidency than in the previous one or any number of them. I don't know that that's important. I try to be as objective about this sort of thing as possible so that we hear all sides. I'm troubled, however, by whether it's just now that he figures he's not going to get anything through Congress, so there's going to be this order, that order, another order. And with the EPA, these are the same people that wanted to eliminate dust from farms. In my book, they have very little credibility. There are all these stories back and forth about whether we do or we don't have global warming, climate change. This stuff is being rammed down people's throats, and a lot of people don't like it. And so I guess I wonder...
You're right. The president is using executive orders this year, and that's for a couple of reasons. One, he's only got 2.5 years left in his administration, and he has an agenda that he wants to get done. And secondly, of course, Congress...
What happened to the agenda of the people? What happened to democracy? You know, one guy's like, instead of being president, he's more like he's being a dictator. That's the way I look at it. I don't see
if
that
you
this
listen
is...
to the White House, and I'm not here to spout the White House...
No, go ahead.
But yeah. if you listen to the White House... Take their word for what you want to, but they say that the majority of Americans are behind these initiatives.
Really? And what facts and stats do they have to show that? Some study that they conducted?
Well, you can make statistics prove anything you want to.
Yes, you can. That's very true, and that is often the case. No matter who pays for surveys and studies, it usually goes out the way they want them to come out. And so in this circumstance, the people who are critical of what's going on, now, I look... Here's my spin on this, Angela. We can do everything in the world that possibly can be done to limit the amount of carbon monoxide that's going into the planet. I mean, going up in the atmosphere. However, you go around the rest of the planet, everybody's doing what they want to do. The Indians, the Chinese, they're the ones who are really polluting. We may be polluting somewhat, and then people say, well, we got to start somewhere. What good is this all going to do? Because unless everybody stops doing it, the impact is still going to be 6 billion tons of carbon monoxide going into the atmosphere every year, no matter where it comes from.
Right. Obama did bring this up a little bit on his Asia trip back about a month and a half ago. He talked about climate change in a speech in Kuala Lumpur. But you're exactly right that China and India are the biggest polluters right now and showing no signs of abating its development as far as the eye can see, especially in China. And without them on board, it's hard to make a huge impact globally.
So all this does is speak to the religious zealots. The EPA and climate change people are, it's like another religion. And there's no objectivity in it. And I'm trying to be objective, but I don't see objectivity in it, frankly. So that's why I wanted to sort of get a sense. You've helped us understand a little bit more about the thinking here. Thank you. Angela Greiling Keane on the Good Day program with more thoughts about climate change and that mission. 51 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com. Helpful phrases if your flight gets canceled and whether or not you can get into the TSA special security clearance line. How do you do that? I do that and it works well. You don't hear me complain about the TSA like I used to, although I probably should be consistent, but at any rate, there are ways. We have our ways. Tom will explain how that works. Also, if there are any deals to be had, we'll find out if there. We're not interested in fall so much now. I mean, who knows they're going to travel in the fall? People don't know when they're going to travel. if all they want to travel this summer. So let's find out if there are some deals to be had here or there. It's Tom Parsons here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Samsung is ramping up its focus on health. The company recently showed off its latest health tracking wristband, the SimBand. The SimBand, a sort of hybrid between a smartwatch and a fitness tracker, uses different wavelengths of light to continuously track things like your blood pressure, respiration, heart rate, and more. Then it takes the raw data and converts it into a stream of information for you to interpret. The SimBand is powered by a shuttle battery which recharges while you sleep. That means you can wear the device 24 hours a day to make sure you get complete readouts. For now, according to Samsung, the SimBand is still an investigative device, which means it's not available for purchase. That said, it's the first device Samsung designed around its new platform, Sammy. Sammy was made to unite health trackers from every manufacturer. Samsung wants to make wearable sensors more accurate and make them more readily available, and Sammy and the SimBand are the first steps. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Hi, Tom Parsons is here from BestPeers.com. There are lines and then there are lines. When you're say that again, Doug. When you're pre-approved for airport security, the TSA clearance line, you do move very, I find it to be the case. I love it at LAX. Seriously, I can be in the line, walk into the airport, in the line and through, walking to the gate in 4 or 5 minutes. And it's very consistent there. I don't know if it's that good in Boston. Those are the two airports I use the most. What is it that people can do, or is it just a matter of the draw to get themselves through either this clearance line or others? Roberta, what's the thing that you use?
The Global Entry Pass.
Global Entry Pass. That's right, too. Thank you,
Roberta. There's also one for the United States, too. I mean, but I still think the best one is the Global Entry Pass. You will have to pay $100.
I never pay anything, and I'm always on the TSA pre-check.
Because of American.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-huh.
What, because it's the status?
The airline, you won't get it.
Oh, okay.
And they were able to put so many frequent flyers on every year for free.
Really?
But, yeah. So, but in most people's cases, you buy your way up. And I still think if you're going internationally, if you ever come through customs, customs is getting a little bit better, but I still think this is the best thing if you're flying USA, you're going to Mexico, you're going to Caribbean, if you're going to, especially Europe, going back home, you're going to love it because you can go through those lines, go through the TSA lines before you get to the airport and get back to your gate. But I'm talking about coming back home. Sometimes I know people stand, in the customs and the international, immigration and everything for up to 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And this will take you 10 minutes.
All right, but you got to either, you can't just apply for the TSA clearance, but if you have the global clearance, you automatically are on the TSA clear list. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're right. You can get a TSA one, too. Yeah, it'll cost you like $75 or $80.
Yeah.
This one costs you $100, and anybody has the American Express Platinum, they too will pay. You pay with your American Express, and they will.
They'll make sure it's done.
They'll give it. No, they'll refund you.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, I'm telling you, if you go anything outside the USA, like in the case of Doug saying he didn't like to take his shoes off, and they take his laptop off, he doesn't do anything now. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they still can do spot checks, but in most cases, you just go, just like the good old days.
All right, what's the best deal this week? Got a minute for the best deals.
I think still, if you're trying to get to Europe this summer and you have college students or you don't care, you're just trying to get to Italy, somewhere near Italy, I still like the deal that you buy 2 round-trip tickets, and you'll see this out and also in late October, November from some other cities. But Italy, Milan, still out of New York City on Emirates Air and some of the others. And Emirates is the airline I'd pick for $649 starting in September, but through the summer, it's $899 instead of paying $1,900 buy 2 tickets, 1 in New York City, make the connection, come back home and put that extra $500 in your pocket.
There we go. All right, check those out, deals galore at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons, you can check out his credentials and more about Best Fares and our list that he puts together every week for you as a listener of Good Day.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.